play the recordings in this album and study the calls and commands. They're described on the inside covers of the album. Then replay the recordings until you can respond to calls and commands without delay or confusion. The call is followed by the command or word passed. Calls are not all the same in composition, but their purpose is always the same: to alert you for the command or word passed which follows the call. Now for some of the sounds used in various calls. First, the general alarm, optional in emergency calls. The general alarm. The next sound is that of a ship's siren. Rapid ringing of the ship's bell is part of the fire call. The yodel on a carrier cuts through roaring sounds to warn personnel that a command is about to be given. The yodel. Warning of a plane crash by a carrier is sounded by the crash alarm. Nearly everyone can recognize the sound of a bugle, but there is something to be learned about bugle calls. No two of them are the same, and each bugle call gives you a different message. This call, for example, is fire and rescue. When you hear the bosun's pipe like this, then word is about to be passed. The command you are waiting to hear is about to be given.
Away, fire and rescue party, section one.
Now we select one of the calls in the album and put it together part by part with a few words of explanation so we can better understand the composition or makeup of calls and commands. Our example is General Quarters, an all-hands evolution in which every man aboard has a definite job to do. And General Quarters begins with the all-hands call on the pipe. Next, the word is passed.
General Quarters, all hands man your battle stations.
Then the bugler blows, General Quarters. After the bugle comes this optional sound, the general alarm. The last part of this emergency call, General Quarters to come to you, is the command repeated.
General Quarters, all hands man your battle stations.
Recordings in this album are based on recommendations of Navy men with operations experience. They give you the following word.
Calls and commands which you learn here conform in a broad sense to regulations aboard ships in the United States Navy. However, it is the privilege and responsibility of a commanding officer to adjust the makeup of calls and commands for his ship in ways which may improve the ship's operating efficiency.
So familiarize yourself with the calls and commands in this album. Be prepared to respond to them efficiently as you have learned them, or as they may be adjusted aboard the ship or station to which you are assigned.